Angels looking to sweep the four-game series with the Mariners and extend their winning streak to six games. We'll take it to the bottom of the first, Gene Segura at the plate.
The windup and the thin right-hander delivers, swing and a soft line drive into center. Diving is Simmons to make a flying catch. Holy smokes. Andrelton Simmons flying through the air into shallow center field, robbing Gene Segura of a base hit, a soft line drive. Simmons completely extending, parallel with the ground, high in the air, is able to pick it out of the sky to make an incredible catch, one away for the Mariners here in the bottom of the first. What a play by Simmons.
Here's the pitch. Swung on and cracked high and deep to left field. This one is way out of here, nearly the upper deck, as it slams off just to the right of the Edgar sign, the facing of the upper deck. That one blasted way gone, and we are tied. CJ Krohn continues to stroke it. That's his ninth home run of the season and his fourth this month. It's now the Mariners 1 and the Angels 1.
And the 1-2 on the way to Maldonado. Swinging a ground ball up the middle, base hit center field. Here comes Pujols on the score. Ronnie third is Marte heading home. He will score. Up with the ball is Dyson. He gets a throw into second base. Around to third goes Calhoun. Martin Maldonado with a two-run single up the middle. And now the Angels lead it by a score of 4-1. And now there's two outs. So the Mariners are down to their final out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. And the 2-0 pitch, swinging a fly ball into right field, backing up Calhoun just a few steps. He's there and makes the catch, and the ball game is over. The Angels win it 4-2, and they sweep aside the Mariners in this four-game series.
4-2 Angels is your final score. Parker Bridwell improves to 7-1. He goes six innings, allowing one run on four hits with two strikeouts. This marks the first time the Angels are three games over 500 since April 13th. Scott Servais and the Mariners unable to pull it off against the Angels on Sunday as they lose 4-2. Here's Servais on the loss.
It wasn't a good weekend, no doubt. We were playing really good ball coming off the road. We got outplayed. You know, the Angels played better than we did for 4 days. I say that, and, you know, you can look back at all four games, and we were right in all four games. You know, we had good chances to win them. Some of them we had leads in. But, you know, we have to get it back going in the right direction again. I think, you know, in all facets of the game, you know, we you know, struggled pitching-wise at times this weekend. We didn't run the bases real well. The offense couldn't really get it clicking, the defense. So it happens. You know, unfortunately, you know, we hit a bad spot here, bad patch at home. We got to get it going back in the right direction again, which we will. You know, I have no doubts about, you know, the character of our club and our guys getting back after it again. You know, and you know, you look at, didn't really do much offensively today, and, you know, we're one big swing away from, you know, jumping and pulling one out today. So, you know, disappointing weekend, no doubt. We got outplayed. There's nothing, no excuses, nothing. They played better than we did. They executed better. They got big hits when they needed to, and, you know, that's what happens once in a while. But we've got a lot of baseball left to play, you know, and we will get it going in the right direction.
Your bullpen seemed to let you down at times this weekend, too, and it's been so strong the last couple months.
Yeah, for, you know, the bullpen did struggle, you know, throughout the weekend, I think, for a number of reasons. You know, one, trying to, you know, for a couple days there, we gave some guys some days off that needed it. We had been running them very hard. So when you do that, you put other guys in positions that they're not normally in, whether it's at higher leverage spots later in the game or whatnot. So, you know, it happens. I thought Bergman did a heck of a job today coming in, giving us, you know, four scoreless innings, really, really key. But, you know, guys coming out of the pen, that first hitter you face, that is the absolute most important. And we didn't do a good job out of the bullpen with the first hitter. We have a lot of walks, deep counts. Instead of coming in and attacking, we got to get back in that mentality again.
Scott, does it make it even more disappointing? I mean, it was, fans were packed all weekend to not play well.
And no doubt, you know, I think the, you know, our fans were fired up for the weekend with everything around Edgar Martinez and his number getting retired. So, you know, disappointed there. I think, you know, they're there. You know, I think our fans are with us through thick and thin, and we appreciate that. And we got to play better here at home, and it hasn't been good here in the second half, especially, you know, at home.
Miranda's really struggled lately. What did you see from him today?
You know, obviously, the it kind of comes and goes. You know, you'll see glimpses, two or three hitters. The fastball's got life, and he's landing the off-speed pitches, and then it goes. You know, he's behind in counts, and, you know, he did struggle today to get through it. You look up, and you know, he wasn't very sharp at all, but, you know, he gave up a couple runs and down two to one when we pulled him out of the game. The pitch count was up, obviously. It was at 96 pitches. I think the thing that got him today, obviously, was the walks. You know, we gave up 8 free bases today via the walk and throwing Aaron on top of that. And, you know, Miranda had 6 of them. So you got to get back to controlling the strike zone. That's what we're about, you know, in the batter's box and on the mound. And we did not do that this weekend.
Well, you really can't do much. You got to keep him in there. It's not like you can give him a breather or anything with the way you're
No, we can't. You know, we don't have a ton of depth. And again, it's the you'll see it for a few hitters or an inning here or there, and then it comes and goes. So you know, the consistency, that's what separates winning teams from teams that are losing. It's being consistent, staying with your plan, and then kind of grinding through it when you don't have your best stuff. And you know, we got to find a way to kind of get him back on the right track, because it has been a struggle for Miranda here in the last 7 or 8 outings.
What's made Bridwell so effective today?
You know, it came after us with the fastball. I think the fastball had a lot of movement on it. You know, we saw some of our hitters take swings at fastballs you typically don't see. You know, they're usually tracking the ball a little bit better than they did today. He's been very successful against everybody in the league. I mean, the last time we saw him, we got on him pretty good. But, you know, got to give him credit. He threw the ball very well today.
Monday, the Mariners are in Seattle to face the Orioles. Things resume on Tuesday for the Angels. They'll be in D.C. to take on the Nationals.